You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Have you heard of CBB's newest series? It's called A Dog Squad, and it will bring to our home screens some amazing, true superhero animals. Following the lives of five superstar assistance dogs, this series will take us through their adventures as they help their owners on important daily missions. It will come with audio description, and it will sound a little bit like this.
Mission alert! Mission alert! Calling Dog Squad! It's time for a wholesome adventure!
If you need some extra help, there's one team to call. Furry, friendly, super skilled, Dog Squad's got it all. Oh,
Dog Squad!
Ready for a mission, they'll be there for you.
Dog Squad!
Super doggy heroes, check out what they do.
CBB's series Dog Squad starts Monday 7th of November, and the very first adventure we'll see on the telly will actually feature the very lovely guide dog Kika. And joining me on the line right now is actually author, disability activist, and Kika's beloved owner, Dr. Amit Patel. It is so nice to speak with you today, Dr. Patel.
Hi, it's lovely speaking with you too.
So I have to say, this project sounds absolutely lovely. What was your reaction when you were first approached about it?
Do you know, it's so we were actually approached back in lockdown. It was a project that we'd kind of been talking about for a while, very much like campaigning. Nothing happens overnight. So it was a conversation where, oh, do you know what? It'd be lovely to see the adventures of Kika taking Amit on his missions every day, you know, going to work and doing the supermarket runs and all these kind of things. And it kind of snowballed to becoming not just a one-off episode, but an actual series that features five amazing dogs. And yeah, just being able to be there right from the beginning and help write the script to going and filming, meeting everybody else, and now airing. It's phenomenal that this is actually happening. Still can't get my head around it.
I know, it's such a unique project as well, because I think it combines a bit of live action with that lovely animation as well, doesn't it?
It does. It's so the lovely thing is you get the point of view of the dogs. You hear the dogs as well. And now, I guess, as a visually impaired person with a guide dog, I feel I can hear Kika all day long. I talk to her all day long and I feel she answers back to me. But finding that voice that depicts Kika was probably the hardest thing. But we managed to find an amazing actress who voices Kika. So you hear Kika, you see Kika, you see what she's looking at, you hear what she's thinking. It's a little bit funny. It's not a serious program, but I'm hoping by watching it, you understand what these amazing dogs are capable of doing.
And I think, I know it's aimed at children, but I think there's a message you're wanting to get out there as well. Because as far as I'm aware, in your own campaigning, you've been doing a lot to raise awareness around how guide dogs or service dogs are being treated in public. So will we see some of that in the series as well?
No, you won't see any negatives. I think for us, it's to showcase what these dogs do and how important their tasks are and their roles are. And we should know, you know, if you see an assistance dog, don't disturb the dog if it's working. It's obviously got its harness on, it's doing a job, it's concentrating. Sometimes when you tell someone, oh, you can't touch the dog, you get a negative reaction. They assume because you're walking around with a dog, it's fair game. This program is very much to highlight what they do and the importance of them actually working and keeping their owners safe. So we kind of hope that just by watching the program, you kind of think, well, OK, I know what these dogs do. I know what they should be doing. You know, I'm not going to disturb them. It's a kind of subtle message. We all understand that kids, you know, they pick up all these things very, very easily. It's sometimes the adults that need reminding. So if you're sat there watching it with your kids, you know, I'm hoping that it just kind of reinforces the fact that, you know, they're assistance dogs. And as much as you want to go over and say hello, you know, just kind of walk past and give them a smile.
And I have to say, because reading about the series a little bit, I like the aspect of giving the dogs superpowers. How did you find that personally when that was, I guess, brought in into the conversation?
That was one of the key aspects of the show. So all five dogs have their own unique superpowers. Kika, obviously, is super sight. It's actually quite funny because only this morning did they send me Kika's theme tune. And it's all about Kika's super sight. Which is insane. You know, I've had Kika for 7 years now and we have a great routine. I walk out the house every day with my best friend and she brings me home safely. but I know what she's capable of doing. And it's great to show everybody else that, you know, these dogs are amazing. They have an amazing job in keeping us safe. But when they're in the house, when we're off duty, they are dogs. They're going to act like dogs. They are part of the family. We have fun with them, not always work, work, work. And I think the show kind of brings that into it as well. But adding the superpowers, highlighting what these dogs do, because we've got a guide dog, we've got a hearing dog. So its superpower is super hearing. So it's great to just to highlight the fact that these dogs help us lead a normal life. And I'm hoping people will think differently of these dogs when they see them out and about.
And do you think all this newfound fame might get to Kika's head?
Oh, I can't get the harness on her head anymore. It's just so big. But I love the fact that it's being broadcast on BBC, on CBeebies. With a lot of programs that BBC do, the production company make the series, but BBC are in charge of putting the audio description, which I love. I love the fact that they think about all of this way ahead, because my first question was, once this goes out, is it audio described? And yes, it is. A lot of people have been sending messages on social media saying, Amit, I'm 45 years old. I don't have any kids, but I'm tuning in. And I love that. I love that, you know. And I don't think it's a show for children. I think it's a show for any person who loves a dog. You know, I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. So CBeebies is kind of there in the background anyway. It's one of those programs that my kids have grown up watching, and hopefully they'll, you know, they're going to see their dog showcasing what she does and how wonderful she is, but how wonderful all these guide dogs are. But yeah, it's surreal. It really is surreal.
And have you told your kids that Kika is going to be on the telly, or are you keeping it as a surprise? Do they know?
Oh, they were part of the whole production. So even from the script writing, they were part of sitting down around the table. What would we like featured in there? What, you know, how do we do it at home? Because it's very much real life. So the kids were part of some of the filming as well in the behind the scenes. It's great that they can actually take pride in we were part of this, you know, because my son during lockdown turned around and said, Dad, why isn't there families like us on TV? At the time, he was only 3 years old. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, I see disabled people on TV. I see Asian people on TV, but I don't see disabled Asian people like us on TV. And this was one of the key points of having this conversation with CBeebies and saying, well, actually, can we not normalize this? Yes, I'm visually impaired and I've got a guide dog, but she helps me do tasks that everybody else takes for granted sometimes. So the fact that he was a huge part of the show, I feel really proud. You know, kids see all this and they're not afraid to say it. Where adults won't say things, kids are, you know, they're not shy about it.
And by adding this representation, you're going to shape this wonderful next generation. So, Dr. Patel, I guess I have one final question. I know the first episode's out on Monday. So, can you tease anything? What will happen in this episode?
So this episode is Kika taking me to work. It's very much the routine that we would have, waking up in the morning, getting out, navigating the streets and getting to the station. But I think what people will find interesting is you get Kika's point of view. So you will actually see the camera low down. You will see the shots Kika gets to see. She's only a couple of feet high. And you get to hear what she's thinking. And the funny thing is, Kika's very animated. Her eyes are constantly moving, her eyebrows are going, she's got this big grin on her face, her tail is wagging. The film crew have actually captured that perfectly. As Kika is taught to, you know, she's trained to go from point A to point B very quickly, but very safely as well, having to do it over and over again to get different camera angles to the point where Kika actually went, well, actually, I've done this once, I'm not going to do it again. So she was a diva from day one from filming.
Well, I hope the Monday premiere doesn't get too much to her head. Dr. Amit Patel, it's been lovely speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
CBeebies series Dog Squad starts on Monday, 7th of November at 4 p.m. And of course, it will also be available on the BBC iPlayer. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.